Welcome back to Correct Opinions. This is episode 26. It is March 11th, and the Are You For Real Tour starts tonight. Woo! Thanks for coming back to the podcast. Today, I recap a little more on Love is Blind, the Netflix show sweeping the nation, as well as y'all sending some great more cover music. We're going to go over those and why I never do my laundry. This is Correct Opinions. Roll music. I almost forgot to say that. I always say that. Roll music.
Correct opinions. Correct opinions.
Hello, 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 y'all. This is episode 27. Thanks for coming on back. The Are You For Real Tour starts tonight in Louisville. You hear that? Louisville, not Louisville. I'm going to get that right. Apparently, that's not it. It's Louisville. Louisville. Sold out show. We sold out all the shows except Milwaukee again. We're officially in a low ticket warning to Milwaukee. So if you're in the area, there's a few tickets left. Come snag them now before it's too late. It's going to be fun. But very excited to head on the road. Very excited. Cheap flights are cheap. So getting around to these cities, looking pretty cost effective for me. Thank you. I'm going to be really bummed if I hope the coronavirus is chill and like doesn't cause everyone to like never leave their homes. I don't know. If it does, it does. And I'll just like go back. Well, I haven't left my house in years until this tour. So I'll just go back to normal, kind of. I was excited to change the pace. But nevertheless, this Louisville's happening. And this weekend we're doing some shows. Louisville, Charlotte, Knoxville, Asheville. Never been to any of these places. So excited. Excited. Worked really hard on this tour. I'm just pumped. But Correct Opinions, we're on episode 27. We're officially half of a year into this. So thank you guys for listening. So many of you like hit me up, like listen to it every week. So thank you. It means a lot. So Blind is Love. Love is Blind. That's the name of the show. I don't believe that at all. Love, no one does. It's funny how in the show they're like, Love is Blind, but they've picked like, you know, good looking people. I want to see a show where like, is love really blind? Like, let's pair up a model and just like a dude who's like 500 pounds or something, you know, or some guy with like six arms or something. This is Herman. And she's like, holy crap. I'm gonna, you know, she has six arms. Okay. Which hand do I put the engagement ring on? I've never seen this. This is a lot. So, you know, they reveal it and they're attractive, but what a brilliant show. I've enjoyed every moment of it. Brilliant. Totally brilliant. So I binge watched the whole thing. The whole thing. So spoilers ahead. If you're kind of watching it, I won't really ruin it, but, you know, there's one couple, clear from the get-go, where she's 34, he's 24. She's like, I don't know, this might be weird. He's like, no, it's cool. I don't care. And she's like, people might judge us. He's like, I don't care. And then she gets out and she's like, you can tell she's kind of like, oh, but it's not the age thing. It's because my man is 5'8". Y'all girl, oh, I swear, it's unbelievable. The height, if you could, I've literally asked girls this before that I'm good friends with. I'm like, what if this guy, a guy, he's a Rhodes Scholar. He makes millions of dollars. He's a wonderful person. He's 5'5". No. What, really? She comes out. They need to do a Love is Blind, like short edition, where you just get a bunch of 5'11 beautiful women. Reveal these dudes are 5'6". That's what I want to see. Because though, girls will deal with an ugly dude, but 5'5", they're out. It's crazy. It is. So she, 34, 24, reveal, this dude is pretty short. And she literally says, I looked at her online. It doesn't look like she's getting roasted for sure, but not as bad as I thought, because she said some of the meanest stuff. She was like, I don't know. She literally said this, just not even trying to sugarcoat it. She's like, I just usually date bigger guys, like taller. That's word for word what she said in like a talking to camera interview. It's like, oh my gosh, honey, we all know that this is what, honey, we know, but just act like No. Yeah, the age thing is one thing, but like, so like he's just the opposite of tall. I don't really. So they go back and forth. And there's another. What's most amazing? I would love to know who's behind the show, because it just played out perfectly. The other dude she was interested in, he curved her. They were close though. He's about 6'4", broad shouldered, hunk. So she's looking over at him like, and she literally would go. She got very intoxicated and was over there like, "Are you sure you picked the right girl? Because I am." I don't know. It just, if you need to talk, I'm here. And that night, she went back with her short king and literally said to him drunk, "That other guy's so sexy." And the next day, he's like, "It's okay, babe. You were just drunk." Dude, you need to grow a spine. No pun intended. You don't need to grow. I'm sorry. But dude, you need to grow a spine. You don't need to grow in height. I'm fine with that. You got a girl come back saying that other dude at the party was sexy. It's like, well, maybe. It's not a great sign, but the show plays out. A few stay together, a few don't. You know, I don't want to ruin it, but there's an interracial couple, which is great. And I love, you know, these people are like, I had no idea what the race was, but you knew, right? Like Lauren, so it's a black girl and a white dude. They end up together. Lauren's like, I just didn't know. It's just refreshing because I usually date black guys, but I don't know if he was white, black, Hispanic, Asian. It's like, this dude was named Cameron, a scientist from Georgia, and he literally talked like this. I just love you so much. I am just honored. How did I get so blessed to have you? So white. There's no way she was like, I don't know. He kind of sounds like that dude I dated who was black. No, he was like, I am Cameron, and I am very, blessed to be able to speak with you blindly today. And it's like, this is the whitest guy. And when you see him, he's the whitest guy. I feel like for most in that show, it had to be like, love is blind. And you hear someone talk, and I'm sure when they saw them, they're like, that makes total sense. That's exactly what I thought they'd look like. That's for sure what happened to all these people. But it's a great thing. Interracial couple. He has to meet her parents, and the man is, oh, we said that last week. The man was like, have you ever been in a room full of black people? He's like, I've never even been in a room with your black daughter. So I've never seen her. It's just a beautiful show. And it goes on and it follows them post like connection, which is brilliant. That's what The Bachelor needs, man. You're like going this crazy emotional journey. I love you. In 2 weeks, I want to be with you forever. And then they're just like in their one bedroom on the outskirts of Atlanta. They're like, well, maybe I don't like you this much because this is boring. The 34-year-old couple, he literally was like, I just wanted to go back to like our foundation. So he like set up a date night for them where he sat in the living room and she sat in like the adjacent bedroom where they couldn't see each other. They just spoke. I'm like, oh man, dude, might as well just go with Siri, bro. That's going to be cheaper at least. I'm just going to, if I don't even see anybody, I'll just talk to Siri, bro. Like, I'm just trying to tell you, man, Siri doesn't know how tall you are. Show's amazing. Please watch it. I would love to hear y'all's thoughts. Shoot me an email, correctopinions@treykennedy.com, with all your suggestions. Excuse me. Sorry if there's a little noise in the background. My laundry's in here because I'm in the basement. My laundry is in the other room. It's like my laundry. It's like I'm in the pods and Love is Blind. Laundry! I hate you. Whenever I do my laundry is whenever I'm out of panties. Sometimes it's fun to call your men's underwear panties. Whenever I run out of my undies, my tidy... Do you remember tidy whites? Does anyone still wear those? Does anyone still sell those? Tidy whiteys. If you are one of my fans or listeners right now and you have on tidy whiteys, please unsubscribe. Please do not follow me anymore. Who wears tidy whiteys? If you are... Unless you are generation... I don't know what the generations are. Unless you are... can without penalty take out your retirement fund, you should not wear tidy whiteys. Who makes those? What a disgusting, I mean, I wore them as a small kid. I guess it was a thing. Tidy Whites. Anyways, I don't own Tiny Whiteys. But yeah, whenever I'm out of undies, that's when I know I got to do laundry. But even then, I push it. I just am so bad at it, man. I don't know. It sucks doing laundry and doing adult things. I hardly do it. We're in the first generation where, like, you don't have to do so many of these things. I'm like, oh, I don't have to grocery shop. Yeah, I'm spending more money than I should. I don't have to grocery shop. I can just, you can have it delivered. You can have each meal delivered. It's brutal. They're like, hey, do not order food to your house. You might get coronavirus. I'm like, ah, what am I supposed to do? Go to Walmart? I'm get all sorts of other diseases at that place. So here's another Chipotle order. Laundry. Why am I talking about that? So, oh, it's wedding season, right? I'm getting married soon, but we're sending out wedding invites. I don't know. I did save out email STDs, save the dates. Very proud of that, because sometimes, especially when it's someone you're close with, they're like, you're in, I might be in the wedding. For instance, my sister's wedding. Clearly I was privy to that. Clearly I was going to be there, or I would risk being shunned by my family. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And I got every document ever sent. I got the save the date for my sister's wedding. I got the invite. And wedding invites these days come in like a, might as well come in like a manila envelope that you like hold documents in. I mean, there's 18 pieces of paper in it. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all of this? I had to Google last week, how do I know if I can bring someone to a wedding? Because I was invited to one wedding, but I'm not married yet. I'm engaged. And I was like, pretty sure this person knew about that, but I'm not. I feel it's wrong to just like bring somebody. I'm like, can I? Do I need to just hit them up? Like, yo. But it said, the answer was like, look if it says like Mr. Trey Kennedy and guest. I'm like, well, I threw out that envelope like that. So I'm digging through the garbage. I don't know. It's going to be a game time decision. I'd be like, Katie, we're going to go to this wedding. We're just going to do a little like peek at the seeing shark. If you're not on it, I guess you're on a one-way Uber to the nearest Applebee's or something. I'll see you after. I don't know. It's just not my thing. But these wedding, I swear one of these times, when I already know about it, what I was tempted to do, and like my mom was sending me invites to my sister's wedding, I'm like, Mom, I know about this. I wanted to send back the RSVP, not filled out, just says unsubscribe. I'm good on these. No, I don't need any more. Gotta write these thank you notes. People are giving us gifts. Everyone I've ever talked to is like, thank you notes suck. Are you not thankful? Hey, are you not grateful? I'm gonna write my thank you notes with a little bit of heart behind it. You have my word, correct opinions, listeners. I'm not gonna be like, this sucks. Why don't I even do this? No. I'm gonna really make sure Katie writes them with some love behind it. Okay? I'm kidding. Yeah, I don't know. That was a tangent. Someone sent me... Oh, did y'all see this story that made the rounds? Fugitive alert. The Fugitive Task Force is... Task Force... What? The Fugitive Task Force... You ever notice how some words are impossible to say? Like the plural of gift? Gifts. Gifts. Yeah, did you bring all the gifts? The gifts? The gifts. The Fugitive Task Force is looking for Ronnie Williams. All right. For Ronnie Williams Jr. of Scioto-ville for fraud. He has convinced three local churches that he is Ed Sheeran. And even went as far as performing The Shape of You in front of Christ Community Church. When the pastor was asked, can I not talk? I'm annoying myself so much. When the pastor was asked why he believed the real Ed Sheeran would perform for $35 and a sandwich, he said he just assumed he fell on tough times. Hey guys, Ed Sheeran's out front. He just wants a $20 bill and a turkey tom, and he'll come play his like platinum selling single. I think we should do it. I mean, this guy looks crazy. I'm in love with the shape of you. I push and pull like a magnet too. I know my heart is falling too. I'm in love with the sandwich. Can you imagine? Shape of you. Shape of you. This guy, for $35 in a sandwich? Yo. Louisville? All I need is... I'm coming to perform. All y'all need is $35 in a sandwich. I'm coming. Give me, we'll do have to do an all sandwich show sometime. Trey will come perform. You just bring a sandwich for him. It's not a bad idea. What is this real? It's probably a fake thing, but I'm gonna just run with it because I want to. Imagine showing up to this church and this Walmart Great Value Ed Sheeran is up there. Shape of you, I'm pushing pull like a magnet too. Just a mouthful of prime rib, just a mouthful of a roast beef. Thanks, I'm out of here. Yeah, what's up, y'all? I don't really have a celeb lookalike, do I? Maybe I'm a. Yo, it's Dane Cook back on tour. Can I get a? All I need is a ice cream cone and a 20 piece. That's amazing. Also, why? What a random Ed Sheeran. Speaking of church song, someone sent me. This is great. So I don't know if y'all are familiar with, probably, whether you listen to Christian music or not, you've potentially heard the song "Reckless Love," which is, I think it's won Grammys. It's like the biggest Christian song of 2019. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was called "Reckless Love." Reckless love, how God loves recklessly. Whatever, take that however you want. But the song is called "Reckless Love," and someone sent me this old man who made his own rendition where he has something to say about that. Where he thinks, hold on there a second, I don't think that's quite correct. Listen to this.
There is no such thing as reckless love. God is love, not reckless.
Not reckless.
God chastens in love and calls in love. Be saved, be born from above.
Take that, reckless love.
There is no such thing as reckless love. God is love, not reckless.
God never throws caution to the wind.
God never throws caution to the wind. I'm God. I'm going to create wind. I'm not throwing caution to it, according to this guy. This is kind of a banger. God is love, not reckless. Oh, like, so this guy, you know. He's about a MAGA hat away from exactly what you think he'd look like. This dude is a good old boy, man. He's got two duck photos on the wall. That's when you know this is just a good old Southern boy. And he's just here to say God is love, but he's not reckless. I just wanted to point that out. I don't know. The way people use the free time, you know, this is probably retired guys. I'm going to throw down a little track here. God is love, not reckless. Imagine what I'm going to do when I'm retired. I'm already doing silly, weird stuff because I have nothing else to do. What am I going to do when I have nothing else to do? I'm going to waltz into a church and try to play music for a sandwich. Probably stuff like that. Former influencer Trey Kennedy singing God is love, not reckless for a turkey tom. More tonight at 6. More tonight at 6. Who watches the local news? This guy. Old retired people. Me when I'm retired. I'm not watching it now, though. Who watches local news? Sit on down, folks. We got to learn about how all the people around us are getting shot. Which is a good thing to know about, but it's so depressing. The newest Netflix documentary. Netflix has a new... like ranking system, which is kind of cool. They're like, here are the top 10 Netflix shows like right now, I guess, by who's watching the most. And the number one is like this documentary about how this 8-year-old died because his parents like secretly tortured him his whole life. Oh my gosh. That is the most horrific thing I've ever heard. And who was like, yeah, I want to know more about that. I love true crime. You all heard me talk about it, but I got to draw a line somewhere, man. The most horrific family crime in recent memory. 8-year-old murdered to death. Murdered to death? What? Tortured to death. Ooh, yeah. Let's put that on the watch list. Crazy person. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's good and like, correct me if I'm wrong, but talk about something that'll just ruin my month. And with that, we have some ads. I was talking to my parents the other night. I was like, what's up? They're like, we're watching American Idol. It's probably got to be the demographic for American Idol these days, right? I loved it, dude. I watched every season of American Idol my whole life. All growing up, it was our thing. Literally, I remember getting the landline phone, RIP, where are those? And voting, dude, voting repeatedly for like my favorite. I'd vote 80 times. I want, what was that guy's name? He had gray hair. He was my age with a full head of gray hair. What's his name? Soul Train, Taylor Hicks. Do y'all remember that guy? Taylor Hicks won American Idol. He's one of those American Idol winners where who knows what he's doing now? He's in the news because he detailed how he was affected by the Nashville tornado. So glad he's okay. Sounds like he is. Sounds like he had a scary moment there. So he's doing that, at least. He's in Nashville. We know that. Crazy. It feels like every time there's a tornado, it's in the middle of nowhere, and this is the first time a tornado's like hit. Just full-on hit Nashville, like the heart of Nashville. It's insane. So, thoughts and prayers. Taylor Hicks is performing. Ooh, where's that at? And he's performing at the Light of Lyric Theater in Tornado Relief. This is a tangent a little bit, but that's good to know. Shout out Tornado Relief efforts. Taylor Hicks, he was one of my faves. But Old American Idol was so great is because they were just so mean to people. So, you know, when someone goes in there, I think I mentioned on this podcast before, I tried out for American Idol once. Disaster. I don't think I've told the whole story, but before you get in front of the celebrity judges, you have like, there's like several rounds before it. So the first one is the one where like however many thousands of people are there. You wait in line like 10 hours, you sign up. You have to come back a few days later. You wait in line a few more hours and they just line you up. And it's just, there's like 10 stations where you go four at a time. So they're running you through there. So I stepped up with three people and we each had 30 seconds. I was just like, whoa. And he said, you, sir, step forward. The rest of you, thanks, no thanks. You come here. And I was like, oh, shoot. So I went back and like signed stuff and I got through that part. And I come back and they're just like, wait till you get an email and you come. And 3 months later, I get an email like, hey, be this place next week. I'm like, ugh. I remember I emailed a teacher. And I was trying to be really cool with it because they're like, you can't tell people. I was like, I have this amazing opportunity that I can't really tell you about, but I just am like requesting to take the test early. And she was like, dude, this is intro to stat. Like, grow up. Do it. I don't care. You can freaking not take it at all. I was like, oh. I did take it early and probably got a B. So, and I remember I went there and waited all day long. And so at this point, there's maybe 300-400 people there. And I remember seeing, you see like some really talented people and then you see the crazy people. And you had to go through that phase. I had to go try out then. And if you make it through there, then there was like another phase and then you make the judges. I didn't get to the judges part, but so I was around for a lot of it. So that's why this is so especially vicious. My point is, these people, when they get in front of the judges and they're like, everyone I've ever heard me sing says I'm great. So it's like their mom and their uncle, Tony, and someone in Blind as Love. Shut up. And then they go in front of these producers a few rounds, and they're just like, hey, man, you're really good. You're going to the next part. When they're really just putting them through because, like, wow, this is hilarious. So it's messed up like that. Shout out American Idol for saying no to me, man. I deserved it. All right. So someone sent me just an all-time like horrible audition. And I know American Idol's back, which I'm happy about. I haven't watched it. Also, I still watch Survivor, dude. When I tell people that, they go, that's still on? Yeah, it is. So yeah, you listening right now who's like, what? Yeah, it is. And I like it. And I can't go on it now because, I don't know, it takes up like 2 months and I just don't really have a life right now where I'm like, yeah, I'm just going to go to Papua New Guinea for 2 months. Doesn't really make sense when you think about it. I was just like, yeah, I do it. But I'm like, well. Anyways, listen to this.
Forever. What's it called?
We're brothers forever.
You and Simon.
You and Simon are brothers forever?
All of us.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Does that leave me?
Wait, where's the singing? Oh, it just started. This guy's name is Ronaldo.
I am your brother, your best friend forever.
Oh.
Singing the songs, the music that you love. We're brothers till the end of time, together forever.
Oh, wait.
Till the end of time.
This is kind of getting me vibing a little. Sorry. Oh, he's taking a breath.
Continue.
I am your brother, your best friend forever. Singing the songs, the music that you love.
Whoa, he low-key hit that.
Till the end of time, together or not,
oh,
you're always
gosh.
In my heart. Your hurt and feelings in you will rise. I am your brother, your best friend forever. Singing the song, the music that we love.
Tell me that song gonna be stuck in your head all day. I'm your brother, your best friend forever, singing the song, the music that we love. As he waited in line, he's like, I'm just going to make this up and go and sing it.
No mother,
oh, he's still going.
Your best
oh, he sings it five times in a row.
One more time, and you are my... I know what's coming, but off we go.
What does he say no, dude?
No more.
Yeah. I actually like you. But it's going to be a no.
There it is. Oh, and then he walks up and he hugs Simon.
Come on, this
I am your brother, your best friend forever.
It sounds like the dude who was behind me at the Chiefs game a few months ago.
It's
the worst day of my life. Y'all used to watch this? I gotta show y'all probably my favorite American Idol audition. Listen, y'all remember this guy?
And
listen to this. Oh crap! I clicked the wrong button.
And ring, which is you switching sides like a Gemini. You playing games
William
and
Hung.
Now you're hitting my heart like a drum. Yeah, baby. She bangs, she bangs. Oh baby, when she moves, she moves. I go crazy because she looks like a flower, but she stings like a bee.
Ow.
Every girl in history, she bangs, she bangs.
Thank
I'm
you.
Wasted by the way
Thank
she...
you.
Dude, where do they find these people? How do you have confidence like that? I could barely order at Applebee's, just walk up to three celebrities.
She bangs, she bangs. Like every girl in history.
Oh, shout out American Idol. American Idol produced some of the greats. Carrie Underwood, dude. Chris Daughtry.
I'm going home to the place where I belong.
That's the freaking best. So good luck to you Idol hopefuls out there. I mean, I don't know. Is anyone? There's no way they produce a star anymore at this point, right? Like, people who are really talented now probably just like upload to YouTube. Who won Idol last year? Who won Idol last year? Yeah, who's that? Who won in 2018? Oh, wait, he hit me up on Instagram once. Shout out him. Oh, the last couple of Idol winners? Follow me, dude. That's how I know. And I think they're killing it, so I'm an idiot. So I'm renovating a house. Help? Why am I doing that? It just kind of happened. But yeah, it's just funny. I feel like maybe everyone feels this way, but especially me. I just talked about how I like don't go to, I struggle to go to the grocery store. The guy's like, "Hey, what types of windows do you want? The clear ones?" I don't. I'm like, "What are the cheapest ones?" He's like, "The ones made of like fiberglass." Well, yeah, that's cool. I don't know. You ever watch Fixer Upper? You ever? It's like weirdly fun though. It's like how my Insta feed, like the Explore page, has just turned into like granite countertops and stuff. Growing up, I'd be like, "Mom and Dad, if we watch another HGTV show, I don't care whether they pick House 1, 2, or 3. I don't care." And now I'm like on Netflix watching these shows, like, "Oh, you know they're picking 2, dude. You know that. You know it. Oh, they got to. It has. They want that open concept. They do." Getting old, man. Getting old. Found my, like, doing stuff. I was, I'm going on tour this weekend. And Katie was like, "What time's the flight back from Asheville?" I'm like, 7 a.m. She's like, "Why? Why don't you, want to, like, hang around and look around?" I'm like, "No, I just want to go, like, back to my bed." Just getting, it's pathetic. I'm like, I don't. "Oh, while you're, like, out on tour, you're going to, like, go see fun stuff?" I'm like, just kind of rather get back to my recliner or read a book. This is where my life's headed, man. Renovating a house, I don't know what to do. It's so funny when I'm like talking with the contractor guy or the builders. They're like, "Yeah, right here, we got to throw down a pad right here. Make sure we're done." I can't even repeat what they're saying. I'm just shaking my head like, yeah, agreed. You know, they're asking me, "Yeah, we got to put a 2x4. What's a 2x4? What's a 2x4? I just still don't know. I've heard that phrase so many times. I don't know. 2x4, I guess 4 inches wide, 2 inches tall. 2x4 by however long. It's my best guess. It's probably right, but I still don't know these things. Not even trying to. I'm like, I don't really want to go check out the house. I don't want to get a splinter. But it's exciting. So, you know, no one knows that. I just share that with you all on the pod. Any tips and tricks, that'd be great. It's fun to look at appliances and stuff. Just stuff just in over my head, man. I just, like I said, I didn't even know how to like RSVP properly to the wedding. I just asked my like mom last week if like, how do you hard boil eggs? You know, I don't. It's just not my thing, man. I can write some jokes, but can't hard boil eggs. Have you heard about these cruises getting quarantined? I don't know. It's all I'm seeing. I like stopped getting on my phone and stuff because I'm tired of getting blown up about this stuff. I guess it's good. Wash your hands. Wash your hands. I was a proud not washer, I gotta be honest. I'm washing my hands now. I got some Germex. I don't know. I just like don't lick your fingers and stuff. I haven't gotten the flu. Knock on, oh, now I'm for sure gonna get it. But can you imagine being stuck on a cruise? I was on a cruise for 7 days once and I was like, I'm about to jump off. These people getting on there for like 30 something days. Ooh. Imagine a family vacay where it lasted like 58 days. What's that? Some people are less concerned about getting coronavirus. Like, dude, if I have to spend more time around my cousin, I'm stuck on the Disney princess. This girl is a princess. Get her out of my face. Get me off of here. It's wild what's happening. I don't want to talk anymore about that. We're all getting blown up by that. I don't want to talk about that. I don't. I'm just excited for the tour. I'm excited. I'm getting a lot of messages. Y'all are like, I'm pumped to come out. I'm really excited. We have tickets left in Milwaukee, like I said. Let me know what I need to do in some of these cities. Y'all locals. Ooh, this will be helpful. One of my favorite, I love coffee. I love good food. So in each one of these cities, I would love your coffee recommendation. You know what I mean? What's the like spot in town I need to go? Don't tell me Starbucks, dude. Don't tell me. I don't need any funny guys. I want to know like the local spot. That's very white request to me. Very white. It's okay. I went to a park over the weekend. You know, spring's coming around. Went to a park day. It was a super white day. I had a good time. Super white day. We packed a cooler with IPAs. Had cornhole, spike ball. Listened to like John Mayer. on a portable Bluetooth speaker, very white. It was great. This is my thing. Had brunch after, you know, grilled hamburgers with very little seasoning on it that evening. Very white, dude. It was cool, though. It was cool. Went to a, you know, spent time at someone's house. They're like, oh, I love the furniture. It's like mid-century modern. So white. What kind of cabinets are those? That's what I'm starting to ask. Are those IKEA cabinets? Are they, what are they? Oh, okay. I like that. Nice. Oh, I love what you did with this. You did this yourself. Love that. Oh, LG appliances. That's what it is. But I loved it. I have a custom, this happens to me randomly. People are like, hey, can we send you something? And I'm always like, okay. So a cornhole company hit me up. I'm like, I could use a cornhole set. I don't have one. And not only did they send me a cornhole set, they sent me one customized. It says "Do Less, God Bless" all over it. And the bags are my face. Like, if you're like, hey, let's play teams, you get the bags with Trey's face on it. How annoying is that? That's so white. Had that, but that thing was made of like pure wood. And I think I pinched a nerve trying to carry it around. Very white. But a great day. And I'm very excited to hit the road, see some new places. And shout out to you guys buying tickets, man. It really does, to be real for a second, mind-blowing. I never thought I'd be like doing any of this, and now we're going on tour. It's really, really humbling, and I just hope you guys have a great time. I know life's crazy, especially right now. People are like going into hiding and stuff, so I hope we just have a fun night out, and we can all go and laugh, and it's as much fun for me as it is, I hopefully, for what am I saying? It's as much fun for me as hopefully it is for you. So thank you guys. Excited to see y'all. Milwaukee, we got a few tickets. And I'll talk to y'all next week. Do less, God bless. We got a little bit of, for y'all watching, this merch is out. It's a slick little embroidered DLGB hoodie. We're moving up. So that's out now if you want that. It's on my website. And yeah, we got some good content coming. Middle School Maddox premieres March 17th. I made a whole show around my middle school character. Hired a cast and crew. We shot it in October. It's literally, we wrote it before that. It's been literally been like 9 months in the making. And that comes out March 17th. So I'm very excited for that. So make sure you're following me on Facebook or YouTube, because that's where the episodes are going to be posted. I think you'll love it. A story about Maddox, an 11-year-old played by me, a 27-year-old with a beard, just navigating his life as a middle schooler. It's a fun little show. I hope you enjoy it. Hope we can do more of it. So that's all for me. Thank you all for listening. I'll talk to y'all next week. Peace.
Direct opinions. Direct opinions.